many people create goals. You find a really fancy new piece of software. You know, I've joined quite a lot of them, like ClickUp, Todoist, all these different types of platforms. I enter my goal, and what happens? Not a lot. I don't look at it for the next few months. And I've joined product teams before, and when I'm in that product team and I'm saying, right, where are we now? We need to establish where we are right now and where we want to be. And then in between there is where the solution derives. Trying to get that information is like trying to draw blood from a stone. It's honestly one of the most frustrating things I have ever witnessed doing UX and product design, because people essentially, and I say people, I'm talking about like product owners, a lot of them don't have the skill set to actually be, and I'm not saying all product owners here, this is, you know, just some people that I've worked with in the past, don't have that skill set to actually be able to set measurable goals. And OKRs is a very familiar phrase that some people might be familiar with if you're in product teams, objective and key results. So you set your objective and you set your key results and your key performance indicators. And it's a really great way of measuring where are we now, where do we want to be, and how are we going to get there. And whenever I start a project, no matter if I'm freelancing, I'm contracting, or I'm working in a really large team, that is one of the first things I try to establish. Because if you don't know where you are and you don't know where you want to be, then how do you know what you're designing for? Most recently, I worked on a contract and it was like, right, we're going to do a big overhaul on this e-commerce page. It's currently got like hundreds of thousands of traffic going to this page each day. So I'm like, okay, so what are the problems that we're trying to solve for? And it was not a case of they were trying to solve anything. They just were like, we want to improve the UX. So it's like, well, what are the problems? Trying to get that information became so difficult. And what I found is the team were very output focused. They were focusing on components, on features, and we were trying to make the stakeholder happy. Stakeholders are not your users. And it's trying to find that balance between the stakeholder and also that balance between what are the user's needs, and switching it more to an outcome focus. So essentially, trying to track goals has been very difficult. And I look at this holistically, and I look at it over the 13 years that I've now been doing UX and product design. And what I find is, yes, they are all these management systems, most of them, and they're just a way to log a bit of information. The teams who have used goal setting applications before, what I've actually found is the product owner will probably look at them every quarter. Where are we up to? What's going on? Now, if you want to be successful and you want to meet your goal, you have to focus on it every single day. If we just think about this really simply, you want to lose weight. What's your goal? Where do you want to be? And how long is it going to take you? Where are you now? You need to know all that information. You can't say, I want to lose half a stone, but not know what your weight is currently, because you're never going to know if you're getting there or not. How long is it taking? You've got nothing to measure. Week on week, you can see if you know where you are, okay, how am I progressing to that? And normally people who are trying to lose weight, they'll log it in a diary, or they'll jot down like, this is my weight after 2 weeks or something like that. They'll have that note. But what they're doing is they're constantly on it. Now, this is where product teams, I believe, are really failing, is because they're not on it. They're not focusing on it daily. And we really want to change that. We want to think about, okay, it's not just a management system. It's not something that we just should put in, you know, once a quarter and then check it maybe like once every few months. That's really not going to help us achieve our goals. The more you invest your time into something, the more you focus on it energetically, If people are interested in manifestation, you'll know exactly what I mean here. But manifestation is nothing more than focusing your attention on something, taking action, and keeping it the focus of your attention. Our awareness is heightened when we're focusing on something daily. So, for example, if I want a new car and I want a particular type of new car and I'm looking for the best deal, because that's going to be the focus of my attention, in my peripheral vision, when I'm out and about, because I'm thinking about that thing every single day, I am more likely to spot adverts and offers. And I'll go, oh my God, isn't that weird? I've just seen an advert for that. You've probably done that many, many times. That's because it's at the focus of our attention. It's nothing more than that. It's not magical. When people talk about manifestation, they talk about like bringing it into their reality and dreaming and it just happens. For me, it does not do that. It's about bringing it into your focus of attention that creates the reality. So with goal setting, whether you're in a workplace or it's a goal setting thing that you want to do for something personal, what you really do have to do is bring it into something that you do daily. And daily adoption is something that we're focusing on at the moment. And how can we get users to want to be on the application every day? And there's ways that you can encourage users, things like gamification, introducing things like streaks, you know, every time they log in, collaboration, communication on the application is also another key thing that you can do. But really, we have to look at the psychology and the human behavior around what is happening now for those users and why aren't they doing this on a daily basis. That's a problem that we're having to solve. And when you think about it, that's a behavioural issue and behaviour things that we need to change. And when we change behaviours, then thoughts and actions will follow. So one thing that we really need to get our users to do before they create their goals and before they even create habits, because the habits is going to be the thing that is going to bring their goals to their realization. But one of the things that we have to do is get into the habit of using the app, or get into the habit of logging into the desktop application. Because once you've got people logging in on a daily basis, it makes life so much easier, and you can... It's a very sort of chicken and egg scenario, because once they're on the application, you can almost argue that, well, if the application's engaging, then they're going to want to log in anyway, which is true. But within that first few days, you've got that opportunity. And most of the time you won't get back that opportunity. So you have to, as soon as they sign up to that product, get them to create that new behavior that you want straight away, which is always going to be the challenge. But what I love most about goal setting and doing some research recently around how people set goals, and I'm going to share some of these things with you in a moment, is that actually a lot of the things that get in our own way are the things that are fixed into our own belief system. So, for example, we go back to the weight loss situation. A lot of the time, the reason why we don't lose weight, even though we say we're going to do X, Y, and Z, you know, why don't we do that? And it's because what we actually need to do is create an identity shift rather than actually focusing on, you know, that outcome. So we'll actually go back even a further a step. Most people are output focused, looking at the actual functional things that they want to change. Then we have outcome focused, which is more that sort of like desire, something that's a little bit more tangible. Then we go one step further and we change their whole identity that goes into like belief systems. That is where you get the optimum success. Trying to do that though for however many thousands of users you've got using your application is going to be really difficult without getting them to educate themselves on the process or working with them one-on-one, because so many people have many different belief systems, many reasons where those belief systems have come from. You know, for example, we've all gone through things in our lives which have shaped our identity and who we are today. So the question that you need to ask yourself is, if I'm somebody who wants to lose weight, I don't essentially need to focus on losing weight. I need to focus on the identity of somebody who is fit and healthy and who basically does the things that a person who would naturally lose weight would do on a daily basis. What does that person look like? And the way that I really like to do this is, so say for example, I'm somebody who gets really frustrated all the time. This used to be me many years ago, actually. I'm a lot more chilled out now. But I used to get frustrated over the really smallest thing. And then within my body, I would manifest like these tense shoulders around my neck, and it would just feel really uncomfortable all the time. And it was normally actually getting the dogs ready to go out. And this is before I had children. So things obviously have got a lot worse now, but I'm a lot better at handling it. So what do we need to focus on? So rather than just focusing on the fact that I need to stop being frustrated, I would focus on, I need to be somebody who's more chilled out. I need to be somebody who's more relaxed, somebody who takes things in their stride. What does that person look like? And is there anybody that I can think of, whether that be a celebrity, a family member, somebody you watch on TV, anybody that you think they have got those traits that I need? And then let's think about them. What are they doing? How are they doing things differently? And why do I find those things so difficult? What is it within me that's stopping me and holding me back? And generally speaking, we start to go deeper and uncover what is holding us back. And those are our limiting beliefs. They're limiting us from moving forward. So when I think about my own limiting beliefs right now, I could say, right, okay, well, I just get stressed over things quite easily. Okay, why? When you ask yourself why, you're peeling back the onion. Something I love to do in user research sessions can feel quite intrusive, intense, and pressurizing. So there are ways, obviously, to go around doing this if you're doing user research sessions without pissing the person off, essentially. But when I do it to myself, you can just keep asking why. So why is it stressing me out? Well, I don't know, it's just the noise. Why? I don't know, it just stresses me out. Why? Because I just don't like feeling all flustered. You know, the dogs are barking and I'm getting like really angry and I just want to get out the door. Why? I just feel like I need to escape. Why? And you keep going, why? And what you eventually do, you might go round in that circle. You might slightly come up with different responses. And you can always go a bit deeper and say, but why does that frustrate you? Or, and what does that remind you of? Is there a time in your past where you felt the same way? And what you are doing is you're uncovering those memories. And that's when you would go work with somebody to change those memories and things like that. So when we're looking about goals, I'm not here obviously today to talk to you and have a therapy session essentially, but it's all about really understanding, okay, first of all, we don't just want to manage our goals and put them into a system. We want to work on them on a daily basis. And we don't only want to work on them on a daily basis, we also want to focus on the identity of the person we need to be to complete those goals. Is there anything holding us back? Whether you're in it working for a company or whether you're working on your own, you'll still have things that really do hold you back, and you might not know why. Certain situations might frustrate you. For example, a really simple one could be, actually, we're working on this project at the moment and I'm really having a hard time going to meet that goal because every single day I'm feeling pressured because I've got to get on calls or I'm feeling micromanaged. So who do I need to be? What sort of person do I need to be to change that? So we can work on ourselves, but also when we're thinking about creating habit forming applications, what are those things I can start to do on a daily basis? Some things I really like doing, and I do promise you I would tell you those things. One of the really easiest way to build in a new habit is to do something called habit stacking. And what that means is you stack that habit on top of something that's already pre-existing, something that you already do habitually every single day without even realizing it. And something like, if you always have a cup of tea first thing in the morning, that's when you could take your medication. If you always brush your teeth before you go to bed, that's when you could say, right, I'm committing to doing 5 minutes of reading today. What is it that you can do that's going to make you focus on those goals on a daily basis? And that is the difference. So we don't just manage our goals in the sense of checking in on them sort of like every couple of months. Instead, we look at how we can adopt focus on a daily basis. And that is what I'm exploring at the moment, and I'm absolutely fascinated by it. I've just read Atomic Habits by James Clear. I think it's a brilliant book, something that everybody should read. Another book I'm reading at the moment is called The Power of Self-Discipline, and it goes over some of the same concepts, but repetition is always as well the key to success. So I'm fine with actually going over things that I already may have learned. But one thing that I'm trying to do is do more podcasts. So I'm going to be using the habit stacking technique. And when I'm walking the dogs, like I have just been just now, it's the perfect time to do a podcast because I have to walk the dogs anyway. What else would I be doing? Sometimes I like to listen to an audiobook and things like that, but I'm trying to stack things in different ways. So I get that variation, I fulfill my own goals, and it becomes a habit. But to actually create that habit, what I need to do is just start off with 1 to 2 minutes of that thing a day. So say, for example, that you want to start reading a book. Rather than saying, right, I'm going to open this book and I've got to read however many pages, stop right there and just say, no, I'm going to read one page. And even if it's really interesting and you want to carry on, don't. What you need to do is get into the habit of just opening the book. Opening the book is actually the hardest part. I don't know if you've ever done this before, but I find it exactly the same with exercising. When I've got my shoes on and my PT is there, I'm absolutely fine. Or if I'm deciding to go for a run on my own and I've got my trainers on and I've stepped out the front door, I am fine. Getting the shoes on and standing outside the front door with nobody holding me accountable is probably one of the hardest things. So how would I create a habit of going running? First of all, I would just start putting my shoes on. Maybe that's just the first thing I start doing. The second thing I start doing is just put my shoes on and standing outside the front door, and then I take them off again. I'm just going to get into that habit, because starting is always going to be more difficult than doing. Starting is the hardest thing in the world. And I've actually found that at the moment, because I've gone keto and I love my carbs, but I have reactive hyperglycemia. And for me, the only thing that balances my blood sugars is going keto. I don't get the ups, I don't get the downs, and I can stabilize. My moods are better, I'm feeling more energized. And I'm, you know, saving myself from becoming diabetic, which when I went to the doctors a couple of weeks ago, they said to me, Claire, if you know, you keep on eating this way with your up and down blood sugars, you know, you're already pre-diabetic, you could become diabetic. It can sometimes take between, I think it's like 8 to 15 years of being pre-diabetic before you get diabetes. Not something that I would like. So going keto was a big step for me. I've tried not having carbs for ages. The getting started is always the hardest part. Have you ever noticed that? You're like, I've been doing fine now for about 2 weeks. I'm not even interested now. The first few days was the toughest. But as soon as I eat a pizza, as soon as I have a sandwich, that's it. I'm going backwards. And it will take me forever to get started again. So just practice those small incremental changes that are going to completely transform what it is that you want to do. Start with just one thing at once. I'm one of those people, ADHD brain, tries to do 20 things at once. I want to change careers, build a new piece of software, start a cookery book, start a cookery class, so many things. One thing at a time, and you will become super successful, and you will meet your goals. So I'm going to tune back in another few days, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what I'm learning and everything else that goes with it.